And staying with President Trump's relationship with the media and CNN, the network is facing tough questions this week after its response to a video tweeted by the president on Sunday. The video was old footage of Trump body slamming a rival in a pro wrestling match. But in this version, Trump's opponent had the CNN logo superimposed on his head. CNN tracked down the Reddit user who it says is behind the video and found he had a history of racist and anti-Semitic posts. Those posts have been taken down, and the user has apologized, but the controversy is a result of the story that CNN published in response. The network said it was withholding the man's name to protect his privacy, but reserved the right to publish his identity if he were to, quote, repeat this ugly behavior on social media. And now some are accusing CNN of blackmail. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik has been following this story. Hi, David.
Hey, Peter.
So the line in question here says CNN reserves the right to publish his identity should any of that change, referring to his online behavior. I have never read a line like that in my entire career. I wonder if you have and what your thoughts are.
You know, this seems to me to be clumsy. I understand why people take look askance at it. It looks like they're threatening to say, we're going to hold this over your head if you do this. And in the meantime, you know, we're going to be the arbiter of your behavior, we here at CNN. I actually think they were doing something quite different. Mm-hmm. I think they were, as they later said, attempting to make clear that they hadn't struck any deal with the guy and that the power to publish or not publish, you know, was held by them. And I think what they were really trying to say in an exceptionally clumsy and poorly phrased way was that they reserved the right to reveal who he was if he became newsworthy once again. And remember, what he's, you know, what they're worried about is he ends up posting more racist, bigoted, anti-Semitic stuff. And then suddenly they're in the uncomfortable position of seemingly taking a stand publicly to say that they're not going to show who he is publicly. The key thing to remember is this was the source from which the White House derived that video. And we can return to that. But, you know, that's an important thing. He is an of interest to people. It's not they're not doing some sort of a vigilante quest here.
So you're making the point that it was, in fact, newsworthy. So in that case, should they have just named the guy?
I think there's a legitimate case for naming him. They said that they had real concerns about his safety, and we live in a funny time, as in to say not very funny at all, at which people get threatened, at least in the social digital realm, for things they do there. And there's concerns about that being transposed into real life. If you think about Pizzagate and what happened not so many months ago of a guy shooting up a pizza parlor based on foundless claims, you know, that somehow that was a place where Democrats were selling children into prostitution. You know, when you think of what happens there, there are real world consequences. They said they didn't want to do it. I think there was a case for them very much to do it, but they could have not named him with a lot less fanfare and just said, you know, at this time, we're not choosing to name him.
And meanwhile, this all just becomes fodder for the network's critics, including the president. Here's what he said today at a press conference while he was in Poland.
CNN has really taken it too seriously, and I think they've hurt themselves very badly, very, very badly. And what we want to see in the United States is honest, beautiful, free, but honest press. We want to see fair press. I think it's a very important thing. We don't want fake news. And by the way, not everybody is fake news, but we don't want fake news. Bad thing. Very bad for our country.
So here's the deal, David Folkenflik. CNN now finds itself at the center of a story that involves Donald Trump. The White House had been pouncing on the network because it had to retract a story about Russia last month that was related to the White House. What kind of damage is all of this doing to CNN?
I think the real harm occurred when Jeff Zucker, in attempting to identify the stakes for CNN in an era when the president and his administration is targeting CNN as one of its primary public enemies and desperate for its affirmation instead of its investigations. Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN, said we have to play error-free ball. And he's talking about that as an aspiration. But when you say it that clearly, suddenly the stakes are such that CNN basically forced out or fired three senior investigative journalists who had committed, in my view, at least from what we know publicly, not to have been a capital offense, a firing offense. And by saying we've got to commit error-free ball, it entitles media critics, but also particularly conservatives, Trump apologists, and people who don't really like Trump on the right but who nonetheless want to find something else to stand up for, they can fire their guns rhetorically at CNN. And I think that the real problem here is that suddenly everything – if your chief says you can't make any mistakes, every misstep, that poorly phrased line becomes a rallying cry. And you've seen people divert attention from really that the president of the United States, of a country that seems committed to a free press, you know, is rhetorically talking about body slamming one of the most prominent news organizations in the country on the basis of coverage that he finds unwelcome. I think that's the real issue that's been distracted from, and I think that's the problem here with what CNN did.
NPR's David Folkenflik, thank you very much.